Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. For the 1,214th time, I'm stuck on that Max. I'm stuck on the 1,214th. I just can't get off of the 1,214th.
One day we will.
One day. Welcome to School Talk on Giant 90.9 244 WBDG to 244-9234. My lines are open today, so you can call and talk to my guest or talk to me or tell me to go home. Now, I just came with the last part. But anyway, we got a guest in the studio today, so I'm going to try to be nice. That's impossible. I'm going to try to be on my best behavior. That's impossible. Unless the principal or Dr. Butts is in the house, then I got to be nice. But when teacher's here, I got to be nice too, so therefore I got to be nice. That's a lot of stuff in that little
that
one
is.
Second.
That is. You have a lot of rules that too much you coffee have to tell yourself to follow.
Too much coffee.
There's but that point too.
Max, my super senior. You're a junior.
Yeah, right? I'm a junior.
Junior producer. You're still super.
I know.
You're still senior. You're still super.
Just not a senior yet.
Hi, Max.
We're almost there. Hello.
How you doing, Max?
I'm doing good.
How was your week, Max?
It's been going good. Yeah. You know, it's the last full week at Monrovia.
Oh,
we get,
man.
Like 3 days next week, and then it'll be summer.
Dang. Summertime. You know what you're going to do?
Not right now.
Hey, Mom, I got a detail for Max to do, man. He could paint my house, cut my grass, you know, groom my dog. I don't have one, but...
You're going to get one just for me to do it?
I'm going
to
get you a cat.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Groom my cat.
I'm just going to have cars.
I want it shampooed, and I want ribbons in the ears. And not ears, but in the... That's cat abuse, ribbons in
yes,
the
ears. Yes,
that is. I'm sorry. But going on. Anyway. Weekend plans, Max?
Not right now, no.
That's good. Leave it open, don't you?
Yes.
Just don't plan nothing. Go ahead and enjoy. I hope it don't rain this weekend.
I hope so, too. Because we have, I know the Indy cars are getting ready to qualify for the 500 mm-hmm. this week. Yeah. So we don't want them to get rained out because it's kind of an important time.
I agree. It's the month of May in Indianapolis, Indiana, and that means Indianapolis find out. Indianapolis 500, but it also means something else. But I'm going to get to that something else after you do the thing that we call the...
Well, for all of our marathon prize winners, you need to pick up your prizes by today at 3:20 p.m. You can pick them up at door one right here at Ben Davis High School. Started at 7:30 to 3:20 p.m. For Ben Davis High School, your last day of school is June 2nd, and reminder, finals are May 31st through June 2nd. And Ben Davis graduation is Monday, June 6th. That is at 7 p.m. at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum.
Woo-woo.
All of our social medias are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And again, all of our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG FM. We're also have School Talk. That's right now, every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Oh, that thing we call the... And you mentioned right up there on the big board what's going on our show today, and that's graduation here at Ben Davis High School. Push the magic button because you're going across the stage. You're shaking the hand of the principal. You're listening to your parents and your friends up in the audience going, yes, that's my baby! That's my baby! Yeah, I'm so happy! Go ahead, Mr. Hall. How you doing? I'm sorry, Mr. Hall. I'm sorry, Braden.
You're good.
I'm sorry. So I had a senior moment there. I just had a flashback to the time when my kids walked across the stage, and I went crazy up in the stage, and everything was so beautiful, sir. The graduation.
It's
oh, anyway, in case y'all didn't know, my guest is Mr. Mendenhall, Braden Mendenhall here at Ben Davis High School. He's been teacher of the year. He's probably still teacher of the year because he's teaching this year. So therefore, he's still the teacher of the year.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back to the
Thanks.
Show.
Thanks. I love coming every year. I look forward to this day.
Well, it's great. Well, it is an awesome day. It's a great day to be here at Ben Davis High School. Graduation is coming up. Like you said, it's coming up on June the 6th. So let's talk about graduation. Let's talk about that. Very important. And guess what, y'all? It won't be in the parking lot. It won't be on Zoom. It won't be on Facebook. It could be on Facebook. It won't be on Facebook. It's going to be live.
And we're all together this year for the first time in 2 years.
All together.
The entire class together. All everybody together. At the Farmers Coliseum.
Everybody.
I'm excited for it.
I'm partying up in the radio station. I'm just happy for everybody that's graduating. It is so awesome. So we're going to talk about that and stuff and things. Because it only comes once a year. For graduate, when you graduate from high school, you know, and you get ready for that, and it's so people. Let me tell the young folks out there that haven't been across the stage, and it is so important. It's so important. You don't want to miss out because when you're 6 or 7 years old and you're looking back and you think about it, I missed something.
Yeah,
I missed that.
Yeah, it's like it's one of those like. Life moments it to is. Walk across that stage from high school. You spent 18 years,
yep.
18 years learning and growing and changing and reflecting and becoming a better person. This is your moment to walk across and say, look, I did it. And can you believe there are some students who actually choose not to?
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Well, I think that a lot of them are afraid of the amount of time because we're one of the largest schools in Indiana. And so we have one of the largest senior classes graduating.
Yeah. This is huge. Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get deeper in that. Okay. Once in a lifetime. Okay. How many times? Okay. Going to a movie. Number of times.
I don't know. There's number
of times. All right.
Too many to count.
Exactly.
Going to watch your favorite basketball game. Basketball team
again.
Football. Too many.
Football.
Too many to count.
Going to the pizza store.
Way too many.
Way
to count.
Too many.
Okay. Okay. All right. Going to Hawaii.
Oh, that's a rarity.
That might be once.
That's rare.
All right. So same line as same level as going to Hawaii, walking across the stage once. In a lifetime.
Except our graduation, we move it. So a lot of times at other graduations, this is what I really think is cool about Ben Davis. A lot of times you get speakers who come and speak and talk to the class, and they become the star of the show. Yeah. Where at Ben Davis, we cut that short. Our speeches are short because the star of the show should be the students. And so our ceremony itself isn't as long as people anticipate it to be because we get to the students because that's who it's all about that day.
Exactly. Okay, location?
Indiana Farmers Coliseum. That's out at the state fairgrounds.
Yeah. So they're going to have the ice up. So the ice won't. They still ice skate out there?
They do. Yeah. That's where the.
So they're going to skate down there? The graduates are going to skate up on the. No, I don't think
Though
so.
Though I would like to see that if you were. I'd buy a ticket to that. Yeah. No, they cover the ice, actually. They put down a great floor. I mean, because they also. IUPUI's basketball team plays in there as well. It's a really, really cool venue. It's great.
Okay. So let's start from the beginning. We know what location is going to be. Yep. At the fairgrounds, how do parents get tickets to go? Are they getting it from the students, from the school?
Yes, sir. Okay, or so both? That day is a very long day. So that morning, we actually have a practice because there's so many students and so many bells and whistles that we got to know how to get from where they check in. Because, of course, they're not going to be in their seats. They're going to do the big processional march in their gowns while the music's playing. The band will be there. So we got to practice that and how they get from one place to another. And having 900 students moving all in unison and getting from check-in to their seats in under 5 minutes, that's a process. So that morning at 8 a.m. at the Farmers Coliseum, we'll have practice. We always suggest the students get there 20, 30 minutes early. Mm-hmm. Traffic. There's going to be traffic that morning because it's a Monday morning downtown. Right. So you know there's going to be work traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner they get there, we can get started, get going. But we practice for about 2 hours-ish. Depending on how much the students cooperate.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Yeah.
And then after that practice, that's when the students get their tickets. They can go home, distribute those to their family.
Oh.
So you have to come to practice in order to get those tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. We hold that. We hold those hostage.
That's interesting. Now, keep in mind now, when you do get to the Coliseum, there is, I do know there is parking.
Yes,
there is. But you got to pay for the parking.
Yes. So this year it is $10 per car.
Okay.
Now, I do kind of want to mention that this year the parking is on the infield. So if you've never been to the state fairgrounds, there's actually a horse racing track. And this year they're going to park on the inside of the horse racing track and walk across the street to the Coliseum. There's more room for parking over there.
So inside the track?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there's a cool tunnel that goes down underneath.
Yeah, sure is.
That you'll walk through to get to the Coliseum.
Remember the Hoosier 100 was out there at one time, and it was, that's the track.
Oh, really?
They had race cars at one time. You know, I do remember that. And okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But there's just a lot more room. Yeah. It's not so crowded. That makes sense. You get more people in there.
Now, once you park in there, ain't no pass out. So you guys, if you park in there, so you go in there early, plan to stay, don't go out. I'm gonna get a burger and come back because you gotta pay $10 more.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll kill your burger.
Eat before you get there. So when they get there, the doors are open at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And seating is first come, first serve. All the tickets are general admission.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a good seat, a lot of parents like to get behind the stage because it's the closest.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are hot seats to get to. So doors will open at 5:30.
Okay.
You got to go through the metal detectors, the security and everything.
Right. That makes sense.
And then ceremony starts at 7.
So you know, I did read with the inner gate one off of 38th Street. Come on in there, pay your $10. Parking's first come, first serve basis. And like you said, parking in the infield, which is pretty, really, really pretty cool. Or you can come in the gate 6 on Fall Creek Parkway, too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Can I bring my cooler inside and
no,
balloons?
We're not tailgating at graduation. So coolers are not allowed.
Yeah. On the property, I heard.
Well, those Mylar balloons. So the balloons you get there, like at Party City or wherever, like the smiley faces, the happy graduation, those are not allowed on property.
Wow.
Because in the past, they have deflated and caused harm to the 4-H animals. And so those are not allowed on property because they want to keep the animals safe for the 4-H fairs.
So if you
have those things, please don't bring those because they're going to confiscate it. And you want to give that to the graduate. They deserve that gift. So just don't bring that on the fairground.
Okay. Speaking of something that's from my past is, you know, good guys are good guys, but bad guys are bad guys, and bad guys are everywhere. I'll just say it. Bad guys are everywhere. They got cars now. Bad guys got cars. Don't bring no valuables.
Yeah. I wouldn't come with a lot of cash to graduation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We have never had a problem in the past, but that doesn't mean there never will be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got something valuable, you just want to don't bring it. That's not necessary. Yeah. Or keep an eye on things. Keep your doors locked. Make sure there's not valuables sitting on your seat. That's an open invitation. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know that everyone wants to take pictures, so your cell phone is probably one of the most valuable things on you. But keep eyes on that, because when you lose that cell phone on a day like that, man.
Panic.
It's panic. And it's your whole day is ruined because now your mind's on your cell phone and you can't find it. And you know, you've already forgot about graduation because you lost your cell phone and you're freaking out and your day is just ruined. I mean, that cell phone is like a new, it's like an arm. You know, when you lose it, you're like, I'm missing something. You know, I'm not whole here, you know, or a big toe. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so there, at graduation, so I never went through my graduation. So when I got my GED, I was in the Marine Corps, and they threw it at me. No, just kidding. They said, take it and run. Give me 50, and here's your diploma.
Right.
But I got my diploma. But when you get your diploma, do you get a diploma? Do they hand you the diploma?
That's a great question.
Just the paper. It's like, I got my. You can roll it out, like stroll it out. Like the old, what's that? Come on, help me out, Max. What's
scroll.
The
scroll.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, you good job, man. There you go. Can you like scroll it out in front of your family? And
no, this isn't the 16th century. So we do have really nice diploma covers. So as students are crossing the stage, they actually don't get the piece of paper itself. They get the nice cover, that leather cover that they put it in. So a few years ago, we went back to renting gowns because Ms. Squire and the administration looked at a reason what they looked for reasons why students might not participate. And mm-hmm. one of the things was the cost associated with going. And okay. one of those costs was the gown. People had to buy their gowns in the past, which was upwards of $200. So admin took it on themselves, and they decided we want to make this more accessible for everybody. So we started renting gowns, which means they're higher quality. They're best quality, one of the best quality in the state.
That'll work.
Very high quality gowns. So we rent those. And when students return after graduation to their check-in table, they will give the gown back. And at that point, they'll receive the actual paper diploma to put in their leather case.
Oh. So you'll come there in your street clothes.
When
do you get your gown? Prior to graduation day?
Yeah, they've already received their gowns, which is a good announcement to make. If they haven't picked up their gowns, but they've paid for them, those are in student services here at Ben Davis High School, so they want to get those. When they come that evening to the ceremony, they'll wear their gowns with them.
Okay, I got you.
And then they'll return them after the ceremony.
Okay, so no one should be showing them just in street clothes without their gown, thinking they're going to get their gown at the Coliseum.
Correct. They should all know that. And if they have questions, ask your impact teacher. They've got all that info.
I got a crazy question. What would happen if you did show up in street clothes and no gown? You're not walking? Are you?
Well.
Has it ever happened?
It has happened. We have a great Herf Jones representative, mm-hmm. Mark. He makes himself present on the day of our graduation. He comes, he sets up a table. So if there are emergencies, like students spill something on the gown or something happens and they rip it or they forget it, heaven forbid, that's one of the most important parts of the day.
I can do that.
He has extras, but we don't want students to rely on that, of course.
Yeah. So. That makes sense, because that would be like, once again, like losing your cell phone, you know. But again, you show up with no gown, and where's the disconnect? Right,
that's like showing up to the wedding without the rings.
Yeah. Oops. where did we have a disconnect from the time that the school made the announcement that it's time to pick up your gowns somewhere in school, probably the column, the comments, and then now it's the graduation day with this Monday, June 6th at 7 p.m. You showing up just in street clothes and thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna show up and get my gown and I'm gonna go ahead and walk across the stage, and you get there and like, where's your gown? Oh, I'll come and get it here. Where were you during all that time in school that they talked about? You know, it kind of reminded me of Vinny by Marino. Was it Vinny? I'm going back. Oh, no. Welcome back, Kyler. Oh,
that's past my frame of reference.
Look it up. It's Vinny. Vinny Barbarino. Welcome back, Kyler. And he was always played by John Travolta. And he was always forgetting stuff. Duh. You know, so don't do a Vinny. Don't do a Vinny.
I feel like I need a t-shirt.
Yeah,
don't do a Vinny.
Pick an address under the gown. Mm. I mean, is there any restrictions? I didn't come out right. Comfortable clothing, naturally.
I think suggestions.
Yeah.
Suggestions. We always tell students, this is the ceremony part. So every big life moment has a ceremony and then a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the ceremony. This is like your wedding, your bar mitzvah. Oh, this
we're
is
talking
your
formal, semi-formal. Formal. Now,
you want to wear a shirt and tie for gentlemen, maybe a nice pair of slacks or a dress for young ladies. Because this is also a day you're going to get lots of pictures with family.
Oh, yeah.
And after the ceremony, when you go outside, you have your diploma, you won't have your gown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want pictures outside, wear something nice, make sure you look great. This is a day to celebrate yourself and make yourself feel as good as possible. So, dress
formal.
It up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. That's formal, semi-formal. Now, how about the cap? Can you decorate your cap?
No.
Okay.
No. So here at Ben Davis High School, we value the idea of the ceremony.
My individualism.
Yes, your individualism is very important to us. We want you to celebrate that at the celebration afterward.
Okay.
At the ceremony, we want to make sure that we're we're showing that we're a giant family.
Yeah.
We're showing that we as a class, we are one, and we got through lots. I mean, this graduating class has been to you know where and back over high school. I mean, they spent a year virtual. They've gone in and out of high school. And this graduating class has a lot to be proud of and a lot to come together for. So we want that to be the focus of our celebration, of our ceremony.
Yeah, it is a celebration. I want kids to understand that it does affect you down the road when you don't have an opportunity to do something. And I'm going to talk about some things in my personal life with my grandson and my granddaughter. My grandson didn't walk across the stage to get his diploma because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. My granddaughter didn't walk across stage to get her a college degree because of the COVID. It was mailed to her home. Yeah. And to this day, my granddaughter has verbally, I mean, she said it out loud, that she missed that and she wished that she didn't miss that. And I understand that. So I really encourage the young folks out there listening to my voice and the parents out there to get the importance of this moment in your life. It's huge.
I think that's something, at least for me, these past 2 years have been very difficult. There are lessons that I love teaching my students that I didn't get to. And sometimes I think we can fall into that monotony of, oh, we do this every year, it's not a big deal. And I think the last 2 years has really put into perspective that live life to the fullest, because you only get one of them.
Yeah.
Experience everything you can. Don't look back later and go, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah, and I'm doing that. It don't feel good. You know, Brandon, it don't feel good when you know, and one day I'm probably just going to have to bum rush somebody's graduations.
Maybe one day we can give you a special dispensation.
I think I'm just, I mean, I know they say any behavior that draws attention to the individual detracts from the dignity of the ceremony itself. Result in exclusion from the ceremony, but if I bum rush it, I realize it does distract. I probably get locked up, but it's like it'd be once in a lifetime thing. Well, Mr. Allen, he can't do school talk. He's in jail. You know what do? He bum rushed the graduation.
Here's my proposal. I think you get Mr. Easter out there on the morning of practice, and we hold a school talk the morning of practice while you cross the stage. I think that's a plan.
Oh, that sounds good.
There we go. We'll give you your own moment.
That sounds good. Oh man.
You can read your names, cross the stage.
That way I won't get locked up, you know.
Exactly.
I can just see it now, but Wayne Township News, where Mr. Allen is just, I can see Mr. Goins doing the BD TV, you know. And now our big story on BD TV is longtime friend and family member of the BDT family, Ben Davis family, Mr. Allen, had a wild moment, or senior moment. And he bum rushed the stage when he got to the A's.
Hey.
And security jumped up and he got hooked off. I don't know, that'd be crazy. Remember the vaudeville days, they had the hook. The big giant hook came out and put him off the stage. Ah, man, that'd be crazy. I'd be locked up. I'd be out of a job. You know, I don't get paid to do this.
We do have security.
I'm going to be on the radio.
Our resource officers are there and everybody. But I don't know if they're going to pull you off stage.
It's the bad part. They know me, you know. Emerson, what are you doing?
Well, then they shouldn't be really surprised, Emerson.
That's Emerson. I'll send. Oh, that's just Emerson. Let him go.
That's what he does.
That'd be funny. The principal going like, the parents were going like, what's Emerson doing now? I know he's crazy, but Emerson, he did it. But anyway, that's going to be June 6th, Monday, June the 6th at 7 p.m. It's inside, so like I say, if it rains, fine, we're on the inside.
It's such a cool venue. It's an amazing venue. I'm really glad that we have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So now, in the past, pictures were taken outside the building.
Yeah. So we're getting to do that again this year. Okay. So we have this really great Ben Davis backdrop, like walking the red carpet. And we're going to set that up outside because a lot of students want to get pictures with their cap and their gown with the diploma.
Okay.
But because of the way we do things where you have to turn in the gown before you get your diploma, a lot of times you can't do that. So we have a couple of teachers who are going to be set up for a station outside the Coliseum for some pictures with some diploma covers.
Right.
So students can stand in front of the backdrop with the diploma, cap, gown, and get their picture taken.
That is huge.
If they want to do that, make sure they come early.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of great teacher volunteers who love doing that and really, really, they'll take your camera and take a picture for you on your phone. And
that is great. It's now, cool. That is huge.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't say nothing works, but a lot of times, you know, like you give your gown back. And then, you know, okay, then you get with your family and like, okay, you're sitting in your street clothes. You're nice. Formal outfit, but you don't have your gown and your cap on no more. You know?
Well, actually, they do get to keep the caps.
They keep the cap?
The cap, the tassel, and all the cords, except for NHS.
They keep the cap?
They keep everything except the gown itself.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you can...
Is that new?
Nope, we've done that for...
See, I don't know. I didn't go.
So the cap is theirs to keep. So that's a great thing.
Ah,
you can
put
it in your scrapbook. Because the gowns, let's be real, unless you're going as Harry Potter 1 year, what do you need a big big gown for? I mean...
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I learned something. I thought you gave the cap back and kept the tassel. Just kept. I've seen the tassel because sometimes I put the tassel on your Help me out here.
Rearview mirror.
Thank you very much. Yeah. One of those things on the car, you know, rearview mirror. Yeah, or with your dice. Ah.
It's a little Han Solo for you.
Yeah. But that is cool. And that makes that day even more special.
Yeah.
Especially when your family. So hopefully, and so this is for the parents out there. Don't run it for your child.
Yeah.
You know, when the child is walking across the stage, the child needs, and the young scholar needs to hear her or his name.
Yeah, that's something. And before we start the ceremony, we always talk about that this is an important day. We want you to clap. But if you get to hooting and hollering, and understandably, you're excited.
Right.
Parents, and I mean, this is great. Sometimes it's the first person in their family. House to graduate.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's a huge moment. But we also want to make sure we don't take that moment from the next student in line. If you're still hooting and hollering, you're taking that opportunity from another family who might see their son or daughter for the first time graduating. And then they don't get to hear their name because you were hooting and hollering for somebody who got their diploma two people ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we do ask parents, like, clap for your students. Of course we want that. But we want to give that same opportunity to every family.
That is so true. I got a little bit of flash news real quick. I was just watching the on Fox 59, and this is something like personal to me. And I'm going to get them to be a sponsor here at Ben Davis High School, either for radio or for my show or something.
Over here networking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indy's best soul food restaurant is Circle City Soul Food.
Oh.
My family runs that.
Oh, okay.
They're on TV.
Exciting.
On Fox 59. So that's the best soul food in Indy, Circus City Soul Food. And I'm going to get them to be a sponsor here at Giant 90 Point. Or maybe sponsor my show or sponsor some of the athletics shows here or something. That was just news flash.
That's exciting.
Just made news. June 6th, Monday at 7 o'clock. Now, are they being, okay, I know they want to take pictures afterwards. We're not going to be kicked off the grounds real quick, are we?
No. After the ceremony, all of your teacher volunteers, because that's another thing we got to make sure the students understand, is that this is a day where your teachers are volunteering their time to come see you, and they're there to celebrate you. But then they also stick around afterward to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
So the teachers are out there. They're helping pick up the area. We're helping them tear stuff down. So we're there for a little while afterward. Families often like to stay outside, get pictures. They're outside the venue. So, yeah, absolutely. You can take pictures with your family afterward.
Because I want them to savor that moment.
Absolutely.
Savor that moment and take it all in. Because it is awesome. Oh, man. I want to harp on that one point one more time. Once in a lifetime, make that really stick like a good bowl or a plate of mac and cheese.
Soul food.
Yeah, soul food. Because the mac and cheese, I always say, how you know you got good mac and cheese? This is not scientific. It's just my way. You throw it against the wall and it sticks. No, I'm just kidding. No, don't do that. I'm just kidding. But good bowl.
Ben Davis High School does not endorse the idea of throwing your food against the wall.
It's going to go great when you do it in a restaurant.
A disclaimer.
Emerson told me to do it.
I said, the views are special on school talk. Let's say the views are Emerson and Wayne Township or Giant 90.9. They're Emerson views, so don't say that Ben Davis is encouraging you to throw your food against the wall. Live radio. Give me that fan. I need that fan.
I've always got one with me.
But it's you got to savor the moment. I just want them to savor the moment and enjoy graduating from high school, because it is a once in a lifetime event. I mean, you don't do it. You only do it once.
Yeah.
I mean, that's once.
Yeah.
And if you blow it, like I'm telling some history now. I remember one graduation, former superintendent Dr. Thompson, and he actually pulled the kid off. Did he pull him off the stage or no? Guys, I'm gonna throw him out. But you do something wrong, you're getting tossed.
Oh yeah, we've got, so that's again, this is the ceremony. It's a dignified ceremony. We're gonna be clapping for you and celebrating a little bit, but again, this is a dignified ceremony. We don't want you to take it and make it all about you and showboating.
Yeah.
It's about the class about of the
class.
2022.
Class of 2022.
Which is crazy to me, 2022.
Who you telling? I was born 1954.
You win.
54, 50. I mean, when I go places and I gotta put in my age, or you go on an online program and tell you scroll down to your birth year, I'm scrolling forever. You know, I'm like scrolling. Bring me a cup of coffee, scrolling. Bring me some dinner, bring me lunch now. You know, bring me breakfast all over. Now I'm scrolling all the way down with finding 1954 on that thing. It's crazy, but I ain't complaining. I'm glad I'm here.
There you go.
So like I said, Brenda's graduation, Monday, June 6th, 7 p.m., Indiana Farmers Coliseum. What you going to be doing that day?
I'm going to be up bright and early. So Mr. Claude Felcher and I get there at 6 a.m.
Okay.
And the other principals get there about 6:15, 6:30. And okay. We set up everything. So we've got this pretty much down to a science. Because yeah. Like we said, 900 students in and out of that area. We got to get it right. So we put out stickers for everybody. We put down floor signs. We put the signs up everywhere.
Yeah.
The counselors will be there as well. We all get there bright and early before the students so that we can set everything up. When the students walk in, it'll be ready to go.
Bottom line, you're going to be doing nothing. So anyway. But no, seriously, Mr. Mendenhall, Brandon Mendenhall, he's just so awesome. Teacher of the year, still teacher of the year, he's still teaching this year. So we appreciate everything you do for our young people.
I love doing it.
I can tell, I can feel it in your spirit.
Yeah.
Because you don't do this job to get rich.
Well, that's for sure.
You don't be a teacher. You don't be able to get education to get rich. So you folks out there are going to graduate from high school and college, and we're going to go into a career education. It's a fulfilling career.
Absolutely.
But not if you want don't come in for the wrong reason. You got to love these young people.
And I do. It's so great. Right now, so of course I teach French 4 and French 5, so I've got a lot of seniors. You can feel the excitement. Like, not only are they just like, oh, school's almost over, but they're getting excited about graduation. They're always asking me, can we see the program? What's going to happen? What are we doing this? How does this work? So there's a palpable excitement among the seniors.
Right.
It's a big day and they know it. It's coming.
Yeah.
I've got one particular student who's helping me cut papers and do things and get ready. And it's really cool because you can tell he's excited to be able to put his own graduation together. Woo. So it's cool.
That's awesome.
And that's the kind of stuff that as a teacher, it just fills your bucket.
Yeah.
It makes you
excited.
Exactly.
Makes this job priceless.
Exactly.
I've always said that law enforcement and teachers leave the city, I'm going with them. I think y'all, both law enforcement and teachers, should be millionaires. You should get paid a lot because you raise our young people and you raise our young scholars, and I appreciate that. And this is a different topic, but you say you teach, well, maybe the same, maybe not. No, definitely not. So you teach French.
I do teach French, yeah.
I went to Toulon, France when I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh,
I was 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
I met a black lady.
Mm-hmm.
Who was French.
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out. I'm 18 from Terre Haute, Indiana, in France, and I meet a black lady who's French, and I'm freaking out.
It may surprise you to learn this, Emerson, but there are black people everywhere.
I didn't know that.
There are brown people everywhere.
You think Indianapolis is the center of the universe? I thought Terre Haute was the center of the universe. I went to France and met a black lady, and I got a picture. I'm gonna show you the picture. I'm standing in my uniform talking to her, and she's French, and she's speaking "c'est pas oui, and all that stuff. And I'm going like, wow, I'm just freaking out. But I don't know why I told this story, but just because you teach French, so I just threw it out there. But.
Well, that's one of those things. Like,
man.
I could talk about French all day long. You don't want to get me on that. But we're taking students this summer to France just so they can see. That's another thing I really feel passionate about is perspectives. You got to see the world from different perspectives.
Yeah.
Learn how to see things from another point of view and know that Indianapolis isn't the center of the universe. Paris, France, Toulon, France, Marseille, Lyon, these places.
Come on now.
There is diversity everywhere that needs to be celebrated and advocated for. And
so
it's really cool I'm excited for that part too after graduation. I think we've got 7 or 8 seniors who are on the trip with us. So after they graduate, June 14th, we're going to get on a plane and head to France. So.
Too late, huh?
Already got it.
Oh, man!
We got some great teachers going with us.
Get my wallet out.
If you want to pay, I can shove you in my suitcase.
I'm going to pay off one of your chaperones, and I pay them off, and I'll take the spot. Yeah. That'd be cheaper to get the ticket.
Probably.
Well, thank you, sir, for stopping by. I appreciate what you do, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much.
Graduation, once again, is going to be Monday, June 6th, 7 p.m. at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Go out and make it a great day, and that's all it is on School Talk. Next week, I don't know who I got next week.
It's my show next week.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that time already?
Yes, it's the final one next week.
Max, Gosh, when did time fly? You had an afro. Now it's all straight. I'm just kidding. I had hair, now I got none. We didn't revolve. Seriously, man?
I know, it's already that time.
And so, do you want to dare talk about your topic, or you want to just leave it like
leave it for a surprise?
Because every year, the last show of the year, Max is the host. Well, he's always on and involved every show anyway. But he runs the show from both sides of the board. It's his show.
And,
yeah. Oh wait, Max got some awards this year too. Max, let's talk about your awards. Come on, just tell me about your awards.
So I know second place for on-air personality for the IASB award.
All right.
We got one with School Talk for like best community volunteer
national
show.
National award. National number one.
And then
we're runner-ups too.
Exactly.
Finalists for a community program. So national finalist and national award winner.
Yeah.
Not just local, national. So yeah, we're a award winning show.
That's awesome.
We are.
It doesn't surprise me at all. We got the best students around here. I mean, we are blessed and lucky.
So Max, next week's all yours. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm
gonna be on time. No, I just kidding. I'm gonna be late. No, I'm not. Max, let's take it home. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy Max. Max is a cool cat. I mean, he does what his mama said, does what his daddy says. He works hard. He does this. He gets good grades. He's going to college. You're going to college, right, Max?
Yes.
That's what I thought you said. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Pull them up. I don't see much of it nowadays because the fad's going away. Now, I've seen some nice outfits out there, too. The dudes are wearing some good clothes, so keep it up. The views of Preston Schools are not the views of the MDA Wayne Township. They're not the views of Ben Davis. They're not the views of Giant 90.9. They're my views, the views of my guests. So until next week, and Max is going to run this show. See you then on School Talk.